I don't trust most people who don't carry a lunchbox, for it seems that all those other folks are so orthodox. I don't tend to socialize with those who buy their lunch. I like the folks who choose to take the road less traveled. Remember that little boy with five loaves and two fishes? You know he didn't get that lunch at the Red Lobster. He planned ahead and he brought his food in his lunchbox. Jesus took his food and he served it to the hungry crowd. Crowd ate all the food and they were all satisfied. The disciples picked up the leftover fish and the bread. Then some statistician counted all of those who had eaten there. 5,000 folks were served from that boy's lunchbox. Remember that little boy with five loaves and two fishes? You know he didn't get that lunch at the Red Lobster. He planned ahead and brought all his food in his little lunchbox. Jesus took his food and he served it to the hungry crowd. We are the hungry crowd without any food. But Jesus will provide a boy with a little lunchbox. He will give us fish and bread everlasting, for he is the bread and the life everlasting. Jesus said goodbye and then he went up to the hills to pray. His disciples got in their boats and went off to fish in the sea. Jesus saw his friends fighting against the winds and the waves. He went out to them and he calmed the sea, saying, "Fear not, it's me." Remember that little boy with five loaves and two fishes? You know he didn't get his lunch at the Red Lobster. He planned ahead and brought his food in his little lunchbox. Jesus took his food and he served it to the hungry crowd. We are the hungry crowd without any food. But Jesus will provide a boy with a little lunchbox. He will give us fish and bread everlasting, for he is the bread and the life everlasting. For he is the bread, he is the life everlasting.